Increasing Asian volunteer and help promote academic achievement and instill real value to our local community. I don't just illustrate, I innovate.
Volunteer, give, promote. To learn more, go to innovationnationnc.org.
Online and on your smartphone. This is the Triangle's only local news radio, 680 WPCF, Raleigh, North Carolina.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. A growing number of people are questioning the $35 million fine slapped on GM for letting a deadly ignition switch problem go unrepaired for years. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says future fines should be even higher than what some people are proposing.
I'm going to propose legislation to eliminate the cap entirely because $300 million is still a pittance compared to $37 billion, which was GM's revenue just in the first quarter of this year.
He also wants to know why NHTSA failed to take action on the problem. Pressure is building on the Obama administration to take strong steps at the VA following allegations of secret patient waiting lists and some vets dying before they could get treatment. Arizona Senator John McCain in the GOP's weekly address.
I respect the important role of the Inspector General, but my fellow veterans can't wait the many months it may take to issue its report. They need answers, accountability, and leadership from this administration and Congress now.
In his address, President Obama blasted Republicans for failing to pass a bill funding transportation projects.
If Congress doesn't act by the end of this summer, federal funding for transportation projects will run out.
And he said 700,000 jobs could be lost. Most of the wildfires that have scorched the San Diego area have been put out, CBS's Ben Tracy.
A lot of the people who were evacuated out of there are actually being able to return to their homes today, which is a big sign of progress because firefighters feel like they've built enough containment lines around that fire to safely let people back into their homes. Now, also working in firefighters' favor today are calmer winds, cooler temperatures. We're expecting highs in the mid-80s.
This is the 60th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark decision that desegregated the nation's schools.
I'm Peter King. Brown versus the Board of Education changed not just the schools, but for much of the country, a way of life. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cullen.
It was a legal victory, to be sure, for the integrationalists, but it created terrible political costs, and it's not hard to argue that the nation is paying those costs still today.
Civil rights activists say consequences include poorer schools that are either dying or struggling. Gary Warfield is co-director for the UCLA Civil Rights Project.
Latinos and blacks are in overwhelmingly poor schools, and they're often in the same schools with each other, which combines two disadvantaged groups.
Peter King, CBS News.
Federal health officials say thousands of children as young as 2 or 3 are on medication for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Children's mental health consultant Anita Zerbagoff-Hakes said that's risky.
You have to realize that some of the pharmaceuticals affect growth and development, so you need to be very careful. These little people are growing so fast.
She says doctors should explore alternatives to medications like behavior therapy. This is CBS News.
Hey, you, in the DXL dressing room, you're more than just an average Joe in a new outfit. You are a magnificent man about town. Before you unleash fashions like Lucky Lacoste and Nautica, ask yourself, are you ready to look this good? Is the world ready? All the best men's brands, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay polos are only $24.99 each when you buy two or more.
What do you mean you got there exactly on time?
Ever since we started using Fleetmatic to keep track of our trucks and vans, our business has been running really smoothly.
Are you telling me you cut your fuel costs?
The boss doesn't have anything to yell about anymore, but some habits are hard to break.
Oh, great. Another call from a happy customer.
Fleetmatic takes the gloom out of business. Make Fleet